Here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 29th of January, 2010. It's the birthday of Virgil Suarez, born in Havana, 1962. Poet and novelist, short story writer, compiled several anthologies of Cuban and Latin American writers. It was on this day, 1845, Edgar Allan Poe's poem was first published in the New York Evening Mirror, the poem that begins, "Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door." It's the birthday of the man considered the master of the modern short story, Anton Chekhov, born 1860 on this day in Taganrog, Russia. Anton Chekhov, whose family was poor, who had to support himself as a tutor and as a writer for newspapers, described his teenage years as a never-ending toothache, got into medical school, Moscow University, and paid his own way through school, writing funny stories for Russian newspapers and magazines. Chekhov said, "Medicine is my lawful wife, and literature is my mistress. When I get fed up with one, I spend the night with the other. Though it is irregular, it is less boring this way, and besides, neither of them loses anything through my infidelity." The same year he became a doctor, he started coughing up blood. He'd contracted tuberculosis, which eventually killed him when he was in his 40s. He preferred lovers and prostitutes to a committed, monogamous relationship. Chekhov said he was willing to marry if his wife would live in Moscow while he lived in the country and he could come and see her. He said, "Give me a wife who, like the moon, won't appear in my sky every day." There were a great number of doctors who also wrote fiction and poetry, Oliver Wendell Holmes and Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, who gave us Sherlock Holmes. Walker Percy was a medical doctor, Michael Crichton. Arturo Vivante wrote over 70 stories for the New Yorker magazine. He was a doctor, as was Robert Bridges, who also was poet laureate of England. Robin Cook, the author of mystery thrillers, and Dr. Abraham Verghese, who teaches medicine at Stanford and has a secret office on campus in which to write. And perhaps the most famous doctor in literature, William Carlos Williams of Rutherford, New Jersey. Here's a poem for today by Dawn Potter entitled Wednesday. I am reading old Mensa posters, waiting for my violin lesson, listening to the child behind the glass door, playing do, re, mi, not quite fa, sol, la, ti, flat, do, and down. Miss Barstow calls a halt, talk, 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 and then the child begins again, hauling each note up a steep hill, do, re, mi, fa, past the glass door, down the hall, into the sunshine. My mother reads in the car, windows open wide, do, re, mi, fa, flat, so, behind the glass door, fluorescence shimmers and pours. My fingers follow the scale, playing against my hand, do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do, and down. Every note is right, without thought, like breathing. Wednesday, a poem by Dawn Potter from Boyland and Other Poems, published by Deerbrook Editions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the NEA in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org or find them on Twitter for more information. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Margaret Boehm. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor inviting you to join us for a special Cinecast performance of A Prairie Home Companion, Thursday, February 4th at a movie theater near you. You can get more information at prairiehome.org.